lateral versus vertical reading. Up until this point, we've been talking a lot about how we know things and how we know if we should believe things. We looked at some common ways people know things and the problems inherent to those everyday ways of knowing. We looked to science as a superior way of knowing. Not surprisingly, as a researcher and university professor, I am firmly on hashtag team science. We talked about the problems with science because, yes, science got probs. It's not an exact science. It's not a perfect science. But I'm here all week. We talked about science broadly, but considering that this class about social scientific research method in communication, we focused a lot on social scientific research in communication. Spoiler alert, just kidding. At least I really hope that's just kidding for you. Then we really started to dive into our quest, thinking hard about primary and secondary research, where to find it, how to evaluate it by outlet, journal, author, and publication date. We talked about the first of our, okay, why was this written elements, for translation, for some corporation. We got into the process of having information presented, working our way back to the original primary research, and deconstructing from there. We're going to spend a lot of time this semester examining more of these elements for review. In this unit, we're going to start looking at journal articles section by section and deconstructing them. But first, we're going to talk about lateral and vertical reading. This chapter will teach you information conception strategies that will help you determine if you should believe it, even if you can't figure out how to find your way back to the original published primary research. Lateral versus vertical reading. Learning objectives. What is the difference between lateral and vertical reading? As the internet has become more and more widely used in our society, so has the concept of misinformation in news. Another term that has become popular recently is fake news. Even extremely professional-looking websites and articles may contain misinformation. Sometimes these websites and journals have biased authors, or maybe were funded by a group with a particular interest, be it political or otherwise. So, how can we as consumers filter out the misinformation effectively? Vertical and lateral reading are two different ways in which one can read articles and verify if it is misinformation or fact. Let's first define what each is. Vertical reading. This would be the typical style of reading most people are used to. Checking out how professional a site looks, reading the entire article and deciding if the information sounds correct, checking the citations. Lateral reading. This type of reading is more effective to weed out misinformation. Research the name of the website, research the author and their affiliations, research the company that owns the website, and each time check 3 to 5 sources before making your judgment. You can learn more about lateral versus vertical reading by clicking the link and choosing to download the PDF or open the PDF in browser. This whole misinformation spread thing is a pretty big deal and part of why it's so important to dock that you become competent information consumers. Don't believe us? Check out this study about how mass media disseminates news and how effective it is at spreading misinformation. The above video may or may not be uploaded sometime during our lifetime. Hard to say, really. Thus, I've divided it into 2 parts and will upload those once they finish processing. Also, high hopes that this will be during our lifetimes.